Jabba's Palace, Tatooine.
You took your time,
Jabba growled as Dooku swept back into the throne chamber.
I wanted to be certain, Lord Jabba, Dooku said. Even I was surprised by this.
He set the holoprojector on the nearest table and waited a couple of seconds to make sure the weight of what was to unfold hit home. Jabba sat almost alone, no decorative dancers or musicians, or even his menagerie of exotic species that might or might not have been fully sentient, just two Nikto bodyguards. The edited evidence flickered into life. Jabba, to his credit, waited until he'd heard the offending phrase before exploding into fury. The slit pupils of his eyes widened, and he bellowed insults and threats that even Dooku's grasp of Huttese couldn't fully follow. It was a more complex and vividly expressive language than non-Huts gave it credit for. By the time Jabba had settled into the more familiar vocabulary of what he would have done with Skywalker had he still been a slave here, and what Jabba would do to him anyway when he finally caught him, and what would happen to any Jedi poodoo who dared enter Hutt space, Dooku was satisfied that a wedge the size of Coruscant had been rammed between Jabba and the Republic.
My son!
Jabba slowed into outraged disbelief.
Did you hear his screams? They treated him like an animal.
Dooku had wondered if Jabba's rages were all part of keeping up his image of a dangerous enemy to make, as if that needed emphasis. But he felt no hint of a bravura performance now.
I'm sorry you had to see that, Lord Jabba, but it was necessary. I've taken the liberty of deploying my droid troops and agents to rescue Rotta, and they're engaging Skywalker's forces now.
His welfare,
Jabba said, almost hissing with frustration,
is paramount. No mistakes. He must not be harmed.
You have my word.
And?
I'm afraid I don't understand, Lord Jabba.
Dooku didn't, not for a moment anyway.
And what?
What do you want in exchange for this help? Because it will cost you troops, and nobody does anything in this galaxy for nothing. Even the pious Jedi have a price, as we've seen.
Very well. I'll ask for something that's of mutual advantage.
How much?
Dooku waved away the suggestion. Credits meant nothing. It was what they could buy when it was unbuyable that mattered. And what he wanted was the weight of a galaxy-spanning operation that even the Republic couldn't shut down when it wanted to.
I want your support, Lord Jabba, Dooku said.
He wasn't going to lie to him. Well, not over anything this fundamental. The doctored holo-recording was a necessary evil. What he said now was something he believed and believed in with every fiber of his being. He was prepared to die for it. He certainly wasn't in this to grow wealthier.
The galaxy needs to clear house. Support the Confederacy of Independent Systems, Lord Jabba. The Republic's become a disease, and the Jedi are keeping it in power for their own ends. So help the systems that are breaking away to end that dictatorship once and for all. Because it is a dictatorship. Planets do things the Republic's way, or not at all. Otherwise, why not just let them secede from the Alliance?
Hot worlds aren't part of the Republic.
Jabba wasn't bargaining now, that was clear. It seemed as if he hadn't seen things that way before.
We're separate already.
But if the Republic wins this war and forces unwilling worlds to submit, do you seriously think they'll leave you alone forever?
Jabba's eyes narrowed for a moment.
You'll have full access to Hutt space, and the Republic will not. Now, get my son back.
Dooku bowed and left, following a Nikto guard to the exit. The palace was unnaturally quiet, as if all Jabba's motley entourage were hiding in their rooms in terrified silence, waiting for his rage to erupt and engulf them. The corridors echoed, and Dooku emerged into the blinding midday of Tatooine's twin suns.
"Thank you," he said to the Nikto. "I can make my own way from here."